This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brian Vaughn, the newest head coach in the Northeastern Conference, head coach at Lynn Classical High School. And Brian, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Good to be talking to you. Thank you.
And congratulations on being selected to take over the Lynn Classical football program. Now, you're no stranger to Lynn football, but you play for English football. So how's that feel?
I know on the outside looking in, it seems weird. I'm an English guy coaching at Classical, but my dream since I graduated college and since I've been coaching was the ultimate goal was to get a head coach job in the city of Lynn. When the opportunity presented itself, I jumped on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you also have a former player teammate of yours, Chris Warren, who's an assistant principal over at Classical High School as well. So he made the jump.
Yes. There's a few other guys in the building too.
Yeah, no doubt. And Chris also coached softball over there, Classical as well.
Yes.
Brian, what do you tell me? Let's just jump back. Well, before jumping back to your days at English or at Northeastern University, but tell me as a head coach and coaching influences, where are your influences from? Who's been kind of your influential coaches in your life?
There's a bunch of guys. One is Tom Lamb, the legendary coach from Natick, Mass. He was my offensive coordinator at Northeastern. We got along really well. He was like a second father to me during my time at Northeastern. I was fortunate enough to be around him, to actually have him around me when I was at Boston English. He was my defensive coordinator. So that's one. There's so many, because I've been blessed to be around some great coaches. Joe Philbin, who was a former Miami Dolphin coach, was my offensive coordinator after Natick. Doug Marone, who's just got a new head job in the NFL. Bobby Shoup, who was the defensive coordinator at Tennessee. So I've been around Jim Turner, who was a great coach, the O-line coach at Texas A&M, a Braintree guy. Barry Gallup, who's assistant AD over at BC. So many guys. Peter Hughes, who's the Oklahoma Sooners baseball coach. And then local guys. I was fortunate enough to be around John DiBiase and other local guys like Gary Miller. Being around those guys, I took a piece of them with me, and I incorporated it in my coaching style. All those guys are great coaches, and they all had a positive, direct impact on my coaching experience.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great response in the sense that, I think people that learn from a lot of different people and pick different parts of different people and their strengths and so on. So that's perfect. Brian, as far as your coaching staff and all of that at Classical, I know it's very early. All of this just came together this week, but is there any news on that front?
We're in the works getting our staff together. We're right in the middle of getting our staff together. A few guys that I've coached with me over the years, and we're interviewing other candidates as we speak. So we plan on having our total staff by the end of the week, next week. So we're really excited.
Yeah. Well, Brian, let me just jump back. I've been a part now of watching the English Classical Thanksgiving football game for the last number of years. It's been a great game, really, the last few years. After having spent a lot of years doing the Beverly-Salem game, but the English Classical game has been a great game the last few years. And, of course, case in point this year with Classical winning in a dramatic fashion. But what do you remember about playing high school football at Lynn English High School?
That was a great experience. That's where my football career basically started. And my passion for football, my passion for coaching really started, both as a coach and as a player. To play on Thanksgiving, I mean, that's something that kids are privileged in the city of Lynn with that rivalry between Lynn English and Lynn Classical. I remember those Thanksgiving Eves, you couldn't sleep, and because the game was so important, because you're going against, like, sometimes your family members, you're going against sometimes the kid that you grew up with, and it's, those days were special.
Yeah. And the Northeastern University, tell us, you had a great career, not only at Lynn English High School, but then moving on and playing at Northeastern University.
Oh, great times. I was fortunate enough to get athletic scholarship there and get my degree. And while I did that, I played some football. Great experience. Got to play against some really good players around the country from different schools like William & Mary, Villanova, James Madison, Connecticut, UMass, URI. Great football, the Atlantic 10. I believe it's the Atlantic 10 now. Great football. It was fun. An experience that I love to share with, you know, I talk about all the time, to share with young kids that, you know, it was a great experience. And I'm very fortunate and happy I was able to experience that.
And now, of course, there's no football at Northeastern now.
Oh man, you just ruined this interview. I can't even talk. I'm all crushed.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I didn't know how you would react to that. I didn't expect that, but I understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts every time. But what we do now, you know, I get together, you know, with former alumni football players from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, and the group of kids that recently were there towards the end. We get together every 2 years on campus, and it's a good time. You know, we remember those memories of being a Husky dog, and I hope one day they bring it back. I doubt it, but, you know, those days are something that no one could ever take away from us, and it's evident that these guys miss it, you know, but the bond we have amongst each other and the friendships we have amongst each other are forever.
Yeah, and it's a nice thing for schools, and it is too bad. I know another school, my school that I went to, not that I played football, but they don't have football anymore either for all the same reasons, and it's too bad. It was a decent brand of football for sure. And, you know, now we have, in this area, you got Endicott in Division III, but you don't really have a lot of other stuff going on. Yeah, but it was a good brand of football for sure.
Fun times. It was definitely fun times. Real competitive. I remember being, you know, my freshman year. I didn't play because I got redshirted, but we played Youngstown, who was the number one team in the country at the time. And they just won a national title, and they actually won a national title that year. And I was a redshirt freshman on the sideline. Chirping at the bits to get in because we were up, and we ended up beating them at the end. I felt like I won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you were in a Super Bowl as a high school player. But finally, Brian, maybe just your final thoughts and any message that you want to send out or share about, you know, getting the job at Classical High School as their head football coach.
Like I said earlier, it's always been a goal of mine to go back to the city that I grew up in that helped me develop to be the man that I am. And to go back and help kids that are in a similar situation I was when I was a young man in the city of Lynn. I'm honored and I'm humbled to be granted being a name the next head coach at Classical. Very excited for the future. You know, I met with the kids today. We had over 80 kids. And what I stressed about was, you know, it's not about X's and O's. It's all about putting in the hard work and making a commitment to each other and trusting each other and believing each other. And if we can do that, I think we can be all right. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's my goal. That's what I've been stressing. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to work real hard, and we're going to have a fun season coming up.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be some X's and O's later, right? Is that
a little bit.
All right. Well, Brian, congratulations to you, and best of luck, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. But again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. Brian Vaughn, the new head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.